As the Caldor fire burns toward Lake Tahoe, another dangerous situation continues further to the north. The Dixie fire is still the largest fire burning in California. It's destroyed more than 770,000 acres of land. And a few weeks ago, it left the small town of Greenville in ashes. That is where our next guest is from. Danny Manning is assistant fire chief for the Greenville Rancheria. He's on Skype. Danny, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
Good talking with you.
And first of all, I know you're joining us from a hotel room in Quincy, California, because you're not able to get back to your home in Greenville. How are you doing? How are you holding up?
Pretty good, given the circumstances. You know, day to day, trying to get through it and keep the crew together and keeping the family ties strong.
Is Greenville just gone at this point? What can you tell me about your town?
Yeah, it's gone. I mean, there's a few houses. Some people got lucky and their houses didn't get burnt down. But I think like 75% of the town is just gone.
What about you and your house?
My house is around the valley in Taylorsville. But my sister's house is gone. Most of my fire crew's houses got burnt down. And then our fire department, our fleet, and our tribal office, all that is gone, burned to the ground.
You lost your station, you're saying, fire truck, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, we lost our station and our brand new fire truck and one of our older fire trucks and our fleet, you know, that gets our guys to projects when they're not on fire. We do a lot of fuels management. So, you know, we're basically have to start over, you know, start from scratch.
Do you have the support that you need?
We do. I mean, we got support locally with the local Forest Service. They were one of the first people that called us. You know, Jeff Duprat from the Forest Service called us and expressed, you know, his feelings about it. And he said, you know what, we'll give you one of our vehicles to work the rest of the summer in. It might be green, it might be a Forest Service rig, but whenever you guys are ready, give me a call and we'll get you set up. And also the Bureau of Indian Affairs out of the Pacific region, they offered us an engine to use for the rest of the summer. And so we took them up on that offer. And then the Forest Service outfitted it with all the hose and gear and packs and radios and everything we needed to get the guys back to work.
And you are back to work. 7 of the 12 guys on your crew are still actively working on the Dixie fire. And I think that includes you. What is it like to be still working the lines of this fire that burnt your town down?
You know, it gives us, I mean, this is what we do is we fight fire. And, you know, some of this similarly happened to Paradise. And we knew people that went through that not that long ago. So it's like reliving some of it for them and for us. But at the same time, it's us now. So now we got to figure it out. You know, it's we've never been through anything like this. And there's so many unanswered questions of, you know, are we going to rebuild? You know, when's FEMA coming in? When can people that houses didn't burn come home? And it just kind of seems like there's literally like a dark cloud over us because of the fire cloud. And it's a weird feeling, you know, where it's really gloomy for me. But if you drive 60 miles and you see people on the golf course just hitting golf balls in the green field and, you know, they don't even understand what you're going through. It's a really weird feeling, you know?
I'm sure that it is. I'm sure that it is. And I understand that there have been moments that you weren't sure that you wanted to keep doing this, keep fighting this fire. Walk me through your thinking on that.
Well, like my family's evacuated, my sister's house burnt down, and we don't have an office. And it was like the pressure, you know, is, you know, really building on a leader like of the crew, like me. It just almost felt like, oh man, I'd like to just get away. You know, nobody would blame me if I just walked away. They wouldn't care, you know, because they know I'd be, you know, taking care of my family and they wouldn't, you know, look down on it. But, you know, my family got situated and I just said, man, I gotta be out there. I gotta be, continue to fight this fire. I got to get my guys the equipment to get back out there because, you know, they didn't want to be home just looking at the phone or the internet and getting updates. That they wanted to get out here and fight this fire because, I mean, the communities are still getting threatened. I mean, they're up on Grizzly Ridge right now, putting in hose lays and doing back burns and fighting this fire, trying to save Greenhorn and, you know, keep it from going to Portola. So it's really important that we stay out there and, it, you know, the fight isn't over.
Does that work still feel dangerous to you?
It's always dangerous, but you put in mitigations for the danger. So you never put yourself in immediate danger. There's trigger points. You know, if this happens, you know, we'll bump out to the safety zone. It's kind of the management team said this morning, and sometimes you just got to fall back and go to your contingency. It's like a natural disaster. You know, how do you fight a hurricane? Sometimes you just got to back out and try to keep everybody safe and then jump back in when it's an opportune time to keep fighting it.
Danny Manning is the assistant fire chief for the Greenville Rancheria in Greenville, California. Most of the town has burned down in the Dixie Fire. Thank you so much for your time, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you.